Welcome to the Redneck Dentist Podcast. I am Doc Mike, host of the podcast. A series of Forrest Gump-like events have brought me to where I am, a small-town country dentist. My experiences in country living, country freedom, country dentistry, and my reaction to pertinent current events will help you live a life of more freedom and less worry. Thank you for choosing the Redneck Dentist Podcast. So let's get to today's freedom-inspiring episode. Hey, this is Doc Mike. Welcome to the Redneck Dentist Podcast here live on Real Liberty Media. Thank you for joining me. I appreciate it. And this is the fastest hour on Real Liberty Media, and I don't turn left, if you know what I mean. Man, what a great week it's been. I got to tell you guys something. I forgot to post the last show on Real Liberty Media. It's kind of funny. I posted it everywhere else, but forgot to post it on Real Liberty Media. So it'll be going up tonight or tomorrow along with this segment. And you can always catch it on BitChute, Rumble, Odyssey, Buzzsprout, if you want to just listen to it. Of course, I don't have any video with this show, although, you know, I'm not opposed to it. Maybe I'll think about doing that too and see how that turns out. I have been having so much fun with audio and video lately. It's kind of, I guess, like this hobby I've fallen into, and doing the podcast and doing some streaming. And you know, I got the drone. I did a drone video this morning that I think you guys will really enjoy. I just want to go fly the drone to get used to it. And, you know, just get used to controlling it, go a little higher, go a little further, try different things, because this drone's expensive. I don't want to break it. But this morning, there were four deer in the north pasture. Now, I'd already been flying the drone for about 15 minutes when they showed up. And I was actually bringing the drone back to me when I saw, well, I saw this buck with some antlers still in velvet. So I was like, oh, man, I'm gonna go back up there and get some video of him. And I don't like to harass wildlife or make them uncomfortable. I think they did look at the drone once, so I probably got a tiny bit too close. And again, it's one of those things. You have to do it to figure out what the limit is. And anyway, that should be fun, a fun video to watch. I'll cut out, you know, it's kind of crazy. This drone, the battery lasts for like 30 minutes. And I try and video from the time I take off till the time I land, just in case, you know. You never know when you're going to see something cool or, you know, whatever. And matter of fact, one of the first videos I did, and I believe, yeah, it's one posted on Rumble. When I was flying around, now you get to kind of, you can watch on your phone or a tablet or any device if you install the software, you can watch what your camera on the drone is seeing. And, but of course, you know, it's a really small screen. So then when I came in and I was editing the video, I found two deer on that video that I didn't see when I was flying. Well, of course, because, you know, on big screen computer, really easy to see. And, you know, on a little tiny cell phone screen, yeah, you can't see them unless you have, I mean, probably somebody with really good eyesight, or maybe if I would have had my glasses on, which I virtually never wear anymore since I had the cataract surgery, maybe I would have seen them. I don't know. They were in pretty deep vegetation. If you look at this video, there's a segment where I'm just flying over this area that we cleared out a year ago. And by one of the brush piles, if you watch closely, because that video is so, I mean, that drone is so solid, so steady, that if you see some movement in that cleared out area, There's actually one deer by a brush pile, and it's actually, at one point, it looks like it's eating from the brush pile. It isn't, but it looks like it. And then there's another one to the north of that, which would be the right, as the drone kind of scans to the right. You can actually see her. She's looking straight at the drone for a minute. It's kind of funny because I saw those after I came in and was, you know, hours later editing the video. But anyway, today's video, drone video, is pretty cool because they're out in the open. The field has been, you know, keeping the field short. So yeah, you can't miss these deer. And I haven't even looked at the video yet, but I can guarantee you, you're going to see those deer just fine. I got to bring up my notes for today. Man, I have a ton of stuff to talk about. You know, and I know a lot of people in the past, you know, there was a time, I think, when COVID just dominated the news cycle and the information cycle and the internet cycle. But there was something about it even then that it provided information. Hang on. Man, I suck saliva right into my windpipe. Made me cough a little bit. Anyway, information was provided to people so that they could make good decisions about what they were going to do with their life. If they were going to choose to get a jab or choose not to get a jab or choose some other alternative treatments or preventions, you know, to protect themselves from COVID. And I think it was important then. And I think what's important now is that, you know, we continue to get truthful information out where people can access it. And so that's why today, mainly because, as I said over a year ago, we're not going to know the extent of the jab or the virus until we've had time to study it. And now people have had time to study it. And now we're starting to see what actual science shows, what actual studies show when large populations of jabbed and unjabbed people are studied, and that the data is actually collected and tabulated and peer-reviewed, and, it's mind-boggling. It is mind-boggling that so many things can happen in plain view, and so many people are still completely blind. It's kind of terrifying in a way when you think about it. So we're going to talk about COVID and the jab quite a bit, although it won't be. Yeah, listen to me. It's not going to hurt. It might suck. Oh my God, I know, because your eyes just roll back in your head like, oh my God, please, no more COVID. But hey, a little bit of COVID information, jab information, is going to be good. If one person benefits from it, I'll be happy. Hey, I just want to mention something because I bought one of these Eden Pure air purifiers. They generate ozone, and I'm not kidding. I think the thing works great. Some people hate the smell of ozone. I personally like the smell of ozone, and it's adjustable, so I could turn it down or up. But I turned it way up right before we went live because, you know, I'd had it down all day, kind of on low. But it's pretty cool. We'll see in the long run if it turns out to be a good deal or not. Let's see. Oh, so I've also been doing these videos of my ride to work, and I take like 5 minutes and talk about some topic that I want to talk about. Well, the other day, I fire up the motorcycle, fire up the camera, and I head to work, and I got to work, and I was like, I didn't say a word. I didn't talk about anything. And I was thinking, well, maybe I'll do it on the way home. But actually, you know, the thing is, like, sometimes you just get on the bike and my ride to work, if you've seen any of the videos, I mean, it's the same thing every day. I mean, I could go two different ways. Matter of fact, yeah, I'll post the other route at some point. But it was just like so peaceful. Like, just, I'm going to ride to work. And I was just kind of enjoying the scenery. And I was enjoying that day, particularly how cool it was. It was like 53 degrees. Holy cow. For, you know, July 20th or 21st, whatever day it was. And yeah, it was just such a nice, peaceful ride. And if you've seen any of those videos, you see, I mean, it's 3 miles. It's a very short ride. Little bit of gravel, a little bit of paved road, a lot of, you know, trees and some deer. And I think on one video, I almost ran over a snake. Oh, yeah, I didn't post that because I wasn't talking. So, yeah, and, you know, bunny rabbits and squirrels and, you know, anything, fawns, deer. I see all kinds of stuff on my ride. So I thought that was kind of funny because I'm trying to post daily. And yeah, that day I had the camera on, but I didn't say a word the whole way. And when I got to work, it was like, oh, yeah, kind of forgot that part. Oh, well. Also, guess what? This is the 100th and first episode of the Redneck Dennis podcast on Real Liberty Media. So I missed celebrating the 100th episode, which was the last one. So we're going to celebrate the 101st, you know, starting on the next 100 episodes, I hope. It's been fun. I'm not kidding. It's just been a riot to do this, and I enjoy doing it. Twice a week, I'd do it more, man. If I could pull that off and not be boring, I'd do it. Oh, let's see. Drone video. Oh, hey, this was something. Joe Biden called Obama to wish him a speedy recovery when he heard the president had COVID. That was a meme. It was so funny, man. I thought that was like one of the funniest things I'd seen in a long time. So I said I'd been having fun doing audio and video this week. One of the things is we're having a family thing next Saturday. Rochelle's brother from California is coming up. And so the other brother that lives here in Oregon and, you know, the kids and grandkids, everybody's coming over. We're doing a thing next Saturday. So I don't know if I'll have a show next Saturday, to be honest with you. We're gonna have a stage because a lot of these people are musically inclined. They play the drums, they play guitars, they play stuff. And we're going to do a little karaoke. And I'm going to definitely get some drone video of that and some GoPro video. So I don't know if I'll post it or not. Maybe. We'll see. But yeah, so Rochelle has this playlist that she wanted me to put all these songs together for a playlist for the party. And I've been doing that. Been grabbing songs and, you know, recording them and putting them in, you know, a little folder for her so we can play that playlist during the party. And, yeah, it's been kind of fun. It's kind of cool that she, you know, kind of turned that over to me, maybe to keep me out of the way. I don't know. You know, the last week, I told you last week, I made about 1,000 trips to McMinnville. That's just an exaggeration. I made like, so far, I bet 10 trips to McMinnville and back to get either a yard of gravel, a yard of round stone, or 2 yards of bark dust, or 2 yards of cedar chips. I have been going back and forth. Matter of fact, today I made 2 more trips, and that was it. We're all done. And you'll see that in the landscaping because it's all going to be spread out. It's all weeded. It's all trimmed. It all looks fantastic because, you know, when your family comes, you want everything to be looking nice. So I think, you know, her having me do the music thing was one way to kind of keep me out of the way, and sending me to town to get the loads of stuff was another way to kind of keep me out of the way. My daughter says to me one day, when I brought back a load of whatever, I said, "Hey, you want help unloading that?" And she said, "No." And I go, "Are you just saying that because I'm old and crippled?" And she said, "Yes." Oh, crippled. Because, as you know, in about a week and a half, no, wait a minute, in about 2.5 weeks, I'm going to have surgery on my left knee because I tore my meniscus, what, like almost 2 months ago? And that's going to get fixed. Well, I don't know how much fixing is going on. They're going to cut the torn part out so it doesn't tear anymore. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah. Anyway, it's been busy around here. It's really been busy, but oh my gosh, is it looking beautiful. If you didn't see the recent post, go check them out. Just enjoy a few minutes. I was saying the drone flies for like 30 minutes and I video the whole time I'm flying. Luckily, the drone also clips the video every 5 minutes as it's recording, which is actually really cool because then I don't have to go in and cut every 5 minutes, and then I can kind of edit 5 minutes at a time and take out stuff that's like boring if I would, but I haven't really taken out too much so far. But anyway, go up to, I think Rumble has more videos, and then I put the whole 20 minutes or whatever stitched together on there. You could sit through that if you want. It's really boring because there's no music, there's no narration. It's just a drone video. So actually in that video, I say, hey, put some music on and enjoy the video. And yeah, do that. Anyway, you'll see like some progress on the landscaped area and, you know, what we're doing to the yard to get ready for family and stuff. So, and when it's all done, which will be probably tomorrow, and so that means later this week, I'll get a drone video of everything completed before the family gathering, and it's going to really look nice. So, hope you enjoy that. And I will put some music with it. I don't know what kind of music yet. It won't be copyrighted music. It'll be, you know, what do you call that? Royalty free music, public domain or royalty free. So that's kind of cool because it's some artists that, you know, I use Epidemic Sound. It's a site that, you know, you sign up for the service and you can download the music and use it in your show and use it, you know, on BitChute or YouTube or whatever, and they protect you from copyright violations by providing this music and providing you the license to use it, basically. So that works out pretty good. Let's see, shall we get on with it? Did I cover all the stuff I wanted to cover right off the bat? Yeah, so not everything is going to be COVID, of course, because, you know, I got to tell a story here or there. There's some other stuff in here that's kind of interesting. Let's see, should we do... I wanted to tell you guys this one thing, first of all, because as you know, like, I like to use independent news sources. Let me get a drink here. Wait, did I say a heat wave was coming? I wanted to tell you this. This is actually kind of funny. It was actually kind of cold here for a couple of days when I thought it was going to be hot. Now, I'm not talking cold as in freezing. I'm talking cold as in you put your shorts and your t-shirt on and some flip-flops, and about 10, 15 minutes outside, you're thinking, I better go put on a sweater. Because it's actually kind of chilly, Which is kind of funny because, you know, watching the weather, you keep expecting this heat, and they're talking about a heat wave that's going to start tomorrow. And this week it's going to be like close to 100, well, at least in Portland. I don't think we don't really duplicate Portland's temperature because Portland's a big concrete jungle for one thing. And they're much further inland than we are. And, you know, there's just a different setup here that I've talked about before, that we get this coastal breeze that blows right through a summit between the coast range between us and the ocean has a little V cut out of it, and that's the summit, like the summit, like where you pass through to go to the coast or coming back from the coast. That's the low point where they made the highway. And it just so happens that the wind coming off the ocean, which 90% of the time it's a west wind coming off the ocean, it just kind of feeds right into this valley and it just blows the heat out. So no matter, even on days it's like 106, which are extremely rare, that breeze comes in at night and just cools it all down. Like, you know, as soon as the sun starts setting, that breeze picks up and it blows the heat out and we stay nice and cool, or we get a chance to cool off overnight. And there might be maybe 6 days out of the year in the summertime, particularly, that breeze doesn't happen for whatever reason. Like maybe we have an east wind for whatever reason. It's extremely rare, and yeah, those days suck because, you know, it doesn't cool off, but we just live in a place that's by accident, we picked a perfect place to live, and it has all these benefits to it, which are really amazing. Okay, so the heat wave is coming. Not a heat wave like people in Texas. I mean, the whole, look like most of the rest of the United States is on fire. Like the entire country looks like it's burning up. Like 100 degrees, 90 plus, humidity, heat. People are, you know, looking for water to cool off and shade, and, you know, there's power outages and stuff. It's getting ugly. But we're finally going to get it, I guess. So we won't be suffering nearly as much as most of the rest of the country, but we'll be suffering a little bit. And you know what? It's kind of funny. Like, I hate it when it gets over 90. But in the last few years, when I realized, like, we get so few days over 90. You remember last year? You probably don't. But last year in June, we hit like 116 or some stupid temperature, like unheard of here in Oregon, and especially this part of Oregon. And it just happened to be when my frickin' well went out, so we didn't even have any cold water. Because because the power went out also, so there was no power and our well pump quit. So yeah, it was horrible. And of course, imagine during a heat wave of 100 and something degrees in Oregon, where it doesn't normally happen, there were probably a bajillion people with problems, like, you know, power, air conditioning, water, whatever. And so we were just on the list of people that needed to have somebody come and fix their well pump. Oh my God, that was horrible. Luckily, we kind of fixed up a deal with the neighbors, and they fed us water, which was awesome. And yeah, we survived. But that's what I was getting at, is even though we have like a streak of heat wave coming, I know it's only going to be like however many days. Even if it was 2 weeks, I would be like, okay, well, whatever, you know. We'll probably cool off at night, which will be cool. And, you know, like for me, like, the work thing, they know if the temperature in the clinic, if the air conditioner quits working, which you know immediately when it quits working because it stops blowing. And this is a common occurrence in the practice in the office I work in. When that air conditioner quits, I instantly know that the temperature has gone up. I like to work because we wear all this extra, you know, personal protective equipment. You know, I wear a skull cap. I wear a shield. I wear my loops. I wear a mask. I wear my normal scrubs. I wear a knee length, you know, lab jacket or lab coat. What do you call it? A barrier. So, and plus, you know, gloves and yeah. So as soon as the air conditioner goes off, you know, I feel the temperature rise. And when it gets to about 74, that's it. I'm not working anymore because I'm already sweating. And I'm not doing anything. I'm a dentist for crying out loud. Sitting in a chair, you know, barely moving my fingers. That's about it. And yeah, sweating. So, and I'm not the only one. Everybody feels the same way. So when the temperature hits 74 in the clinic, I'm like, I just tell them, all right, cancel the rest of the patients because I'm not seeing them. I'm not working. I mean, I won't work if I'm sweating. That's stupid and kind of disgusting in a way. And I don't really sweat profusely. Like, I just don't. But it's uncomfortable, you know, and I start feeling uncomfortable. And if I feel uncomfortable, I feel like I'm not going to do the best job I can do. So I don't work. So yeah, one, you know, a week stretch of 90 plus degree temperatures, I can guarantee you that air conditioner is going to quit working. And by quit working, sometimes it literally quits, like absolutely just dies. And other times it just can't keep up. It just can't, you know, keep up with the heat. So it can't cool the building enough to keep it at 69, which is the 69 degrees Fahrenheit, which is the temperature I like to work in. You know, and I can do 70, 71, 72, but man, when it gets 73, I'm already starting to whine. Like, hey, you know, we need a fan or something, but they all know. They all know. When it hits 74, that's it. You know, I finish what I'm doing and we reschedule patients, which, you know, you guys heard me talking about this a million times. It sucks because it's a long time to get rescheduled and it's only going to get worse because I'm definitely going down to 3 days a week here soon. I'm excited about that. I have a plan for what I'm going to do with those other 2 days a week and maybe going into retirement. We'll see. Okay. So, I don't have this story because I just heard about it and I didn't have time to clip it and put it in my notes here. But there's a new wolf pack in Oregon. And there was a wolf attack actually photographed on a Department of Fish and Wildlife cameras where the wolves attacked a calf. And I don't know if that was the same pack or not. I was just reading wolf news. I just think, you know, kind of keep track of the wolves going on here in Oregon. Because, you know, it's a thing. It's going to happen. You're going to have more and more wolves and they're going to change the population of certain animals like deer, elk, and cattle. And just like when we quit, I know a lot of people are going to find this controversial, but we quit hunting cougars with dogs and bears with dogs about 25 years ago here in Oregon. And of course, the cougar population has basically just continued to grow and grow, and we see fewer and fewer deer and elk, which I don't know if that's what everybody wanted, but I mean, it seems like a normal outcome of increasing predators in the state that you're going to decrease the number of prey critters. So, anyway, so there's a new wolf pack in Oregon. They already know about it. They said that this mating pair had 5 pups. And I don't know what makes a pack, but like I said, I didn't tag the story from my notes. But what I did tag was there's a cougar control. Let me see this. Yeah, there was a cougar rule to help Washington elk herd. And this is the Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission on Friday, which this was a couple weeks ago, narrowly approved a plan intended to help the declining Blue Mountain elk herd by allowing hunters to shoot a few more cougars. Hang on. Which is how you do it. Wait. You know, kill a few more predators and more elk survive. But apparently there's something special about this Blue Mountain elk herd that, you know, they've been watching the numbers over the years and the numbers keep going down. They're like, okay, we better take out some of these cougars. Which is kind of cool, though. I got to tell you, it is kind of cool that the Department of Fish and Wildlife said, hey, let's increase the number of cougar tags available in this area instead of saying, okay, we're going to go out and kill a few more cougar in this area. Like, instead of the Department of Fish and Wildlife in Washington actually going and killing the cougars, they actually took the brightest approach, which was, hey, let's let more hunters kill more cougars in this area. And the reason I'm saying that is, so think about this. So you're going to kill cougars one way or another. You're either going to pay government agents to go kill the cougars, and what they do with them, who knows, or, which means taxpayers are going to pay those agents to go kill the cougars, or you sell more tags, you sell more hunting licenses to have hunters go out and kill and harvest the cougar. And then we'll probably do, most hunters I know will do the right thing. They will harvest that animal. They will do everything with every part of that animal that they can and enjoy the hunt. And, you know, we will have gained fees from those hunters versus paid government agents to go find cougars and kill them. In my opinion, the best solution. So that's awesome. Okay, I wanted to get to this story because, as you know, I use independent sources whenever I can. That means, like, I go to independent news sources whenever I can. Sometimes I go to the major fake news sites because I want to know what they're talking about. Why didn't that work? Oh, there it goes. But generally, I like to use independent news sites like Epoch Times. Let's see. Let me look at my list. News, independent. Okay, so I have this. Just some things. The Corbett Report, Interceptor, Free Thought Project, From the Trenches, National Review, 1440, Daily Signal, Breitbart. The Guardian is on there. Drudge Report. Anyway, just some sites, you know, that I go to get my news from. And one of my favorites is the Epoch Times. So, when I saw this story, I was like, okay, I got to read this story because I'm fairly certain this is BS. But it's on Epoch Times. So, they're usually pretty good at getting the story right. And I got to say, in the end, they got the story right. But, you guys tell me if this doesn't kind of hit you funny. So this was the title. This is the title. Woman hospitalized with accidental overdose after picking up $1 bill in Tennessee. That's the title. Now, what bothered me or what kind of got my attention right off the bat is I was like, man, I just did a show recently, maybe two different segments on two different episodes where I told people you can't overdose by touching fentanyl. And then here's another story about, you know, somebody who was hospitalized after she picked up a dollar bill that she thinks was laced with fentanyl or opiates or some kind of drug. So I'm like, well, I better go read this story. So I'm reading the story, and I, as I'm reading it, they actually provide all the information you need to know that this isn't even true. This headline's completely false. So what I'm saying is, okay, Epoch Times, well, okay, why did you make that headline the way you made it, and then you basically debunked the story in your own reporting, which is cool. I'm glad they did that part, but, like, why did they have to put the title up there, woman hospitalized with accidental overdose after picking up $1 bill in Tennessee? Now, whatever happened to this woman, nobody knows, but it wasn't a drug overdose, and here's why it wasn't a drug overdose. Let me just read through this. A Kentucky woman said she ended up in the hospital with an accidental overdose after she picked up a $1 bill on the ground. Justin, I don't know who that is, told local station News 2 that she, oh, that was her husband, that she looked like she was dying and was, and certainly was unconscious and very pale. The couple told local outlets that her toxicology report did not test positive for synthetic drugs, but they said they're confident the $1 bill contained fentanyl or another powerful drug. However, the Metropolitan Nashville Police Department said they did not find traces of synthetic drugs on the dollar bill, but they destroyed it anyway, according to local media. So, what happened to the woman? Nobody knows. Maybe she had a little heart attack. Maybe she had a transient ischemic attack. Maybe she had a little stroke. Maybe she had postural hypotension and, you know, lost consciousness, or, and then maybe she wasn't, you know, her airway wasn't, you know, open, so she wasn't breathing well. But whatever it was, like, her tox report came up negative, and the dollar bill tested negative. So, the headline, accidental overdose after picking up a dollar bill, basically debunked itself. So thanks so much, Epoch Times, for clickbaiting me. Which, I checked Epoch Times every day. Like, every day. I even get their little news thing to come in my inbox, so in case there's something interesting, I can add it to my list. But, yeah. So I wanted to point that out, because even independent news sources sometimes, you know, I can't really say they got the story wrong, but they did clickbait you a bit and then debunk the whole story in their own reporting. And actually, the people kind of debunked their own story in the telling of it. So, you know, be careful out there what you're looking at. Okay, we're going to get into the COVID stuff. Oh, yeah, maybe one more. Oh, yeah, two more quick stories. Like, I can do anything quick. This was kind of funny. New York COVID-19 quarantine rules unconstitutional and illegal. You know, it's kind of funny that you don't hear that, like, shouted from the rooftops, but you don't. It's, like, so quiet, like, so, like, hidden information that, yeah, we all know the quarantine rules are unconstitutional and illegal, but a judge actually said it now, and what's crazy is it was a New York Supreme Court judge that said it, so, you know, it's really bad news, you know, when, you know, one of your own kind of turns on you and tells you, yeah, that's unconstitutional and illegal. Of course, I don't think New York cares, and I think that's the point. The reason why this story is being kept quiet is because they're like, yeah, well, we don't care. We're just going to keep doing it anyway, which is kind of a big problem for all of us at this point. And what else was it? Oh, and this trans woman. Oh, my God. I'm telling you. How many people did not see this coming, okay? Trans woman moved from women-only prison after impregnating two inmates. She complains the new facility is hell. Because he apparently can't impregnate anybody in the new facility. Oh, my God. Like I said, man, some men are going to do this because of the benefits it will provide them. Like winning championships at swimming tournaments and having sex with women in, you know, woman-only facilities. I don't know who didn't see that coming, but apparently, you know, where was this? I think it was in Pennsylvania, wasn't it? Let me see. Yeah. Oh, New Jersey Women's Prison. Oh, there you go. New Jersey. How about it? Okay, let's get into this Pfizer stuff. What do we got? Like 20 minutes out. I'll probably have time for some other stuff. This is really kind of crazy. The amount of news that is coming out that is proving that the jab is horrible. And I mean, do you need any better example than Joe Biden getting COVID this week? I mean, honestly, here's the president of the United States who's probably been double vaxxed and who knows how many boosters he's had, you know, two or four, I guess, that they're admitting to. What would be, yeah, I was going to say four in a year and a half, but, you know, it's probably at least four boosters, you know, and he gets COVID. People are waking up. I know that there's a lot of people who understand that the jab doesn't do any good, that it doesn't stop you from getting the infection. It doesn't stop you from spreading the infection. It doesn't, you know, they say it shortens your duration of illness, but they really don't know that. As a matter of fact, one of the studies, let me just go pull up this. I have to pull up this one. Nope, not that one. Yeah, let's go to this one. One of the studies that they just came out with, you know, and by study, I mean they actually did a study. Not as in, you know, there was a safety study done before the jab was released on the world population. Not that kind of study where everybody kind of, you know, stood around and they kind of looked at their feet and shook their head like, yeah, it's okay. It's perfectly fine. We've studied it and we studied it for like 2.5 hours and nobody got, you know, nobody had any consequences from taking this jab. No, these are actual studies where they actually kind of went into people's health histories, kind of actually collected data on people who had reactions to, you know, the jab or had, you know, got COVID after the jab. Like they looked at a number of people who fully jabbed and boosted and like, how come you still got sick? And everybody says, well, it's a new variant. Well, then why are we doing a vaccine if the variant changes, if the virus actually changes that rapidly? Why? I mean, honest to God, why get the vaccine? If natural immunity is the thing, then just get COVID. Seriously, just get COVID. I'm not saying have a party and go get COVID. I'm saying, you know, don't get the vax. Just do the right thing for you, and you'll probably be fine. There is one study that says, oh yeah, this study, jab interferes with protection due to antibodies from vaccines interfering instead of neutralizing because of spike protein changes. This is Dr. Reich. Antibodies triggered by COVID-19 vaccines are interfering with people's immune systems as newer virus variants emerge. The two most widely used vaccines, Pfizer and Moderna, both work by sending blah, you guys all know that. But he says, but the vaccines are based on spike protein from the original virus variant, which was displaced early in the pandemic. Since then, a series of newer strains have become dominant around the world, with the latest being BA5. The vaccines only make a very narrow range of antibodies to the spike protein compared to the broader exposure experience when one gets infected. He's an epidemiology professor at the Yale School of Public Health. The problem with that is, of course, that when the spike protein changes because of new strains of the virus, the ability of the immune system to make antibodies that correlate to the new strains becomes reduced to the point where it may be almost ineffective over longer periods of time. There were relatively few changes to the spike protein as the initial variants emerged. That was back in the beginning, which made some people believe that, you know, the vaccine was doing a decent job. It never did a decent job. I mean, probably by the time they got the first jab juice out, the spike protein had already changed enough that, you know, infections just continued. Oh, by the way, did you happen to notice that the World Health Organization has called the monkeypox virus an international, you know, emergency because 5 people have died and I guess 70 countries have the monkeypox? Good grief. I bet we're all rolling our eyes about that little announcement. Okay, I'm pretty sure I talked about this before. Or we're going to just cover these real quick. These are going to be quick hits here. Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine impacts semen, study says. Leads to lower levels of semen, according to a new study. Researchers analyzed 220 samples of semen from 3 sperm banks in Israel, drawn from men who received 2 doses of the vaccine. The semen collection was scheduled 7 days after receipt of the second dose. The researchers, but anyway, they found that, you know, there was a lower sperm count. Blood clotting deaths, we already know that. Chicken pox, you already know there's COVID-19 vaccination reactivates highly contagious virus, chicken pox, reactivates it. Menstrual cycles, this is crazy. Largest study to date finds alarming percentage of women experience menstrual cycle changes after receiving COVID-19 vaccines. A new study discovered that changes in menstrual cycles of women who receive COVID-19 vaccines are far more prevalent than previously acknowledged. The study found 56% of women experienced changes in their menstrual cycle after being double vaccinated against COVID. An alarming 42% of study participants said they experienced heavier bleeding during their menstrual cycle after receiving COVID vaccine. It was a little more common in Hispanics. Anyway, so basically, I mean, here we go. You know, that this is what I'm saying. Like, these are actual things that people can quantify, put in data, and study it, and release the report. Oh yeah, researchers highlighted that many study participants observed the changes to their menstrual cycles more than a week after vaccination, which is beyond the period when adverse symptom reporting is closely monitored. So, you know, it's one of those things, that system that monitors vaccine problems. I guess they only count like the first week, but here's the problem. Is a lot of these problems extend throughout your life. They don't even show up for weeks or months after the vax. And then they're not counted. Yeah, they're not counted. So that's what I was saying when I was talking about this a year ago. Like, until they've looked at the changes in people's health over years, they're not going to know the extent of this. But get ready, because you're going to have to line up for a new monkeypox vaccine. Or what was this other freaking... there was some other virus that somebody was talking about. I guess we won't get into it. But another study, the vaccine booster quick effectiveness quickly wanes. The vaccine booster doses dropped off well under 50% after 4 months. So that's why you have to keep getting a booster every 4 months. Because it sucks. It sucks so bad that it's less than 50% effective after 4 months, which explains why Biden has COVID, right? Because it's probably been more than 4 months since he got his last dose. Who knows? What else did I run into? Nope, we did that. Here's a list of adverse jab reactions. Abnormal uterine bleeding, 1,000-fold greater increase in abnormal uterine bleeding. Miscarriages are 50-fold greater. Fetal chromosomal abnormalities are 100-fold greater. Remember they said it wouldn't interfere with your, you know, genetic material or pregnancy or, you know, babies. Just go ahead and have babies. Yeah, 100-fold greater increase in fetal chromosome abnormalities. Fetal malformation, 50 times greater. Fetal cystic hygroma, a major malformation, 90 times greater. Fetal cardiac disorders are 40 times greater. Fetal arrhythmia is 50 times greater. Fetal cardiac arrest, 200 times greater. Fetal vascular malperfusion is 100 times greater. Fetal growth abnormalities, 40 times greater. Fetal abnormal surveillance tests. What is that? Fetal abnormal surveillance tests are 20 times greater. I don't know what that is. And placental thrombosis, 70 times greater. And they want to make sure your kids get this vax. Like I said before, it's crazy how much advertising is being spent. Pfizer spending money on advertising. If you're watching, you know, regular TV, which I bet a lot of people don't anymore, but a lot of people still do. You see those advertisements all the time. The CDC keeps pushing the same thing. Like, you got to get vaccinated. You got to get your boosters. Even though right in front of our face, we have evidence that this doesn't work. I mean, the entire country should now be aware, should be enlightened to the fact that this is a complete joke. That the jab that they have sold to the world, and I can't believe the world hasn't just like all decided to nuke the United States to pieces, honestly. Maybe that's what they were going for in the long run. Because, I mean, basically the United States, the recommendations of the United States has put everybody at jeopardy. I mean, these are only just the things that have come up this week, and I'm sure I missed some. I'm going to go back to the top of the list. Chickenpox, COVID increases. And the study data suggests vaccination increases risk of COVID-19 symptoms, but infection without vaccination gives immunity. Yeah, God, I'm sure there's more. I have such a list here, it's crazy. And that's just the stuff that I've seen in the last week. The studies that have started to come out in the last week. But still, you know, the important thing is that we all, you know, continue to get boosters. If you haven't been vaxxed yet, go get vaxxed. Make sure your kids are vaxxed, because I guess, you know, if you, you know, I've said before, if you can't kill them with an abortion, I guess you can just make their, you know, eggs infertile or make them malformed in the womb so that they're not vital in the long run. you know, any way they can to, you know, prevent population growth. I mean, the food shortages are coming. Water. My God, water is becoming, and I don't mean like we're running out of water, although if you live in Southern California, you're in trouble. But, you know, I've made this argument before. If you just go to any stream, a river, you know, any running body of fresh water during the time when it's actually raining, and you follow that body of water till it empties into the ocean, there's a ton of frickin' water. There is a ton of, I'm sure there's more than enough water for everybody on Earth, but you know what? They don't let you use the water. It's like only certain places, only certain people are allowed to use the water, which makes no sense to me. I mean, I guess in one way it does make sense, because if you restrict the water, saying that, well, you can't use all the water coming out of that spring up above your land because, well, we need water for places downstream. And you tell that to every place, you know, between the origin, the source, and where it dumps into the ocean, and you still have trillions of gallons of water going in the ocean. Don't you think we could have used a little more of that water along the way? It's fresh water. Like, it was put there to keep us alive. It was meant to be used by all of the animals that live on the earth, including human beings. Man, Lake Mead. I don't know if you guys have seen any of the videos of Lake Mead that feeds, you know, a lot of Southern California and I think Las Vegas. Holy cow, is that lake going down fast? And it's kind of terrifying. It really is kind of scary looking. But yeah, so water shortage, food shortage, you know, people are burning to death in most of the United States. Oh, yeah. And the UK also had extremely high temperatures? Like, people passing out over there because it's so, I mean, it's, you know, temperatures that they've, I don't know, ever seen before. Tonic water with ginger honey tea. Oh, my God, it's delicious. Keeps me going. All right. Oh, this week is, okay, so let's kind of do a quick review. So Monday, I'm doing the kids' dentistry again, doing the root canals down in Salem. Wednesday, I'll have a show, and I'll make an announcement Wednesday whether or not I'll be doing a show next Saturday. And if I'm not going to do it on Saturday, I'll do it on Sunday, maybe before Hal, maybe after Hal. But if you guys aren't listening to Hal Anthony also, you really should. He's got a show called Behind the Woodshed on Real Liberty Media. It's awesome. And, you know, I enjoy listening to him. That guy is insane, man. He goes 2 hours. I don't think he ever takes a drink. And he never, he doesn't take a, oh boy, wifey brought in a snake skin. Wow, that's a nice looking snake skin there. A shed, and it looks like a gopher. That would be a gopher snake shed there. Where was it? Under the hot tub. Oh, so is that guy. That is a big gopher snake under there. That's kind of cool. Live on the air, we get a snake shed skin. Thanks, hon. Okay, where are we here? My goodness. Oh, we're pretty dang close to being there. Well, you guys, anyway, listen to Hal Anthony, catch the Redneck Dentist here on Real Liberty Media. Thanks for supporting me always. I appreciate everybody who's downloading the podcast off Buzzsprout or all of the places that the podcast gets, let me find out here. Okay, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Pocket Cast, Deezer, Listen Notes, Player FM, and Podcast Index. I'll see you guys Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern.
Thank you for listening to the Redneck Dentist Podcast. Please show your support for the podcast. This podcast is not on the biggest platforms, but it is on the best free speech platforms. Until next time, remember, all bleeding eventually stops.